Reconstructing Film Scores by Philip Lane. When I tell people that I have been reconstructing old film scores, a polite, if somewhat blank, expression usually passes over their faces. I am sure they are conjuring up images of scissors and cello tape, and although I do indeed use such things occasionally, they are not pivotal to my endeavors. Usually, in fact, I require a pencil and rubber and a cassette machine, since what I am actually involved in is a series of extended aural tests. Since the first question tends to be why, I'll start there. When music was recorded for film, no one, not even the composer, thought it would be required again. So the material was usually collected up and binned. There were obviously exceptions, and composers from the concert tradition, as opposed to those primarily involved in commercial music, sometimes saw their film music as just another composition, and saved evidence of their work in sketches, short scores, or even the completed scores. But this is not to say that the serious composers kept their scores while the others did not. There were more factors in the equation. Remember that we are talking about a period before photocopying made it easy to keep a record of one's work. Furthermore, the film companies often saw a film score as their own physical property and kept it.